Now, seeing a number of sheet that's showing him. The idea of minig shigokhtan sham sakshims. Here is a Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Pesach. In both, we're talking about a minig based on a psak. The Gemara in Chulin talks about Reb Zeira. Now, we have to keep in mind that Reb Zeira has his own opinions about things. Now, Reb Zeira, having his own opinion about things, thought Mugramas was Mutter. But he was in a certain place in Bavel under the authority of Rav and Shmuel, and there the minhag was not to eat Mugramas. He thought that was a mistake, that Rav and Shmuel had never said it. But apparently, see what the facts were. He did not eat Mugramas there. Would not go against Minhag HaMakom, even though he thought that it was a mistake. He left. Bavel, came to Eretz Yisrael, where the minhag was to eat Mugramas, was eating Mugramas. No. And they asked him, but don't you come from this place in Bavel under the authority of Rav and Shmuel? Now, once they asked him that question, so he answered, that was the minhag b'tolos. The simple way of understanding that is, when I was there, I didn't do anything. I did not eat Mugramas. But when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I was not bound by minhag makom sheyotzei misham. Now, why not? He says it was a mistake. But even though it was a mistake, so then they showed him here are caught in a very tight situation. So the way the Rajman and Ritva we saw it said, did you know absolutely it was a mistake? If you didn't know absolutely it was a mistake, so you were bound by minhag makom sheyotzei misham. That's where they understood it. But they take for granted that if taka was a mistake, he wasn't being bound by minhag makom sheyotzei misham. But what happened when he was in Bavel? He didn't eat it in Bavel. He only ate it kisolik Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira had to make two separate cheshbonos. Cheshbon number one, what to do when he was in Bavel. There his cheshbon was, he did not personally, he thought it was Musaf. Reb Zeira was not a little child. He was an adult at the time, a big Talmid Chacham. Make up his own mind. Wait one second. He understood, but what is happening in the Gemara? Reb Zeira is a big Talmid Chacham, could make up his own mind, thought Mugramas was mutter. Even point the fact he was there under the authority of Rav and Shmuel, and everyone was doing that, he would not eat Mugramas. Based on that, we've shown him Pe'echot. we'll see that in Shulchan Aruch too. Say, I come to a place. Let's say, in Hungary, for instance, Jews kept Rabbeinu Tam completely Bein L'Kula Bein L'Chomer. After, let's say, a Jew from a different place where they didn't keep Rabbeinu Tam after Shabbos will come to Hungary. It's one thing. What say some Hungarian Talmud Chacham will say, I'm against Rabbeinu Tam. I'm against Rabbeinu Tam. When he was in Hungary, he would have no choice but to keep Rabbeinu Tam. No choice but to keep Rabbeinu Tam when he was there. Then, if he went on a visit somewhere else, then Minig Mokum Shiyotza Mishom, since he was living there, and the psak of all Talmidei Chachamim in Hungary would have been to keep Rabbeinu Tam. No, someone else still has to keep Rabbeinu Tam. I don't believe it, and here they don't keep it. Not relevant. That was why the Ran had the question. There was this Jew who lived in France, and he got married in France, where they kept Cher Rabbeinu Gershon. This person then moved to Spain with his father. They had no Cher Rabbeinu Gershon. There's a minig already. It was not a halacha. But let's just take it straight halacha. If a person, that means when a person, a fine Talmud Chacham, Reb Zera was a fine Talmud Chacham even when he was in Bavel. He decided by Grammas's motor. Okay. Decided by Grammas's motor. And he was there both when he was in Bavel and if he went to visit out of Bavel. So the Gemara then had a question. The Gemara takes, that's clear. He would have to keep Megrembis. You go to a place that has a specific halachic authority. No. And the people accept this halachic authority. See, that becomes the issue nowadays in Rabbonim in certain places. You accept an authority, you don't accept an authority. It used to be, there was a Rav in a city. That means you accept his authority. He took a person who was a Talmud Chacham to pass in the Shilas. You accepted his authority. There was a Minig HaMakom of a certain city, sometimes the Minig HaMedina. Take Hungary, for instance. Rabbeinu Tam was Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chomer completely. That was the problem. Now, in Hungary, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shabbos doesn't begin to 3 1/4 hours after Shkia. And when Machal Shabbos after Shkia, because they were Mekel, not only were Machma like Rabbeinu Tam, they were Mekel like Rabbeinu Tam. That's when Saparov came to Yerushalayim. Someone drove him in a car after Shkia, and they said, no, you don't do that here. We'll get to that story in a second. But so here you have, if you are in a place, at least the Chumras Mokum, what are we talking about? The Chumras Mokum Shiyotza Misham. You have to keep as long as you belong to that place. That's clear. That's a very clear thing. Comes straight out of the Sugyan Chulin. Okay. Then you have the sugya in Psoch. Rav Ivri, there was this type of chalev that in Eretz Yisrael was it's a machlok, it's a whole question on the Gemara, mutter or also. In Eretz Yisrael, the psak was mutter, and Bavo, the psak was also. So, Ivra came there he had a heter because he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Visiting Bavel, he felt visiting Bavel, he had no problem. And the whole question is, there we're not talking about Minig Batos. We're not talking about Minig Batos at all. What do we say? He was a Ben Eretz Yisrael with intention to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, even if he visited Bavel, what did he have to do? He felt I could continue my minhag. That's obvious if ever thought that it was mutter. And he was eating this because he was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. So the world only has a second question, whether he has to take minhag mokum shehigia l'sham. But one thing is very clear, that if you have a place where there's an accepted psak of Talmidei Chachamim, whether it is Rav and Shmuel, whether it's the Machlokes and the Gemara about this type of chalif, but I can't say I'm a big Talmidei Chachamim, do what I want. That doesn't apply. If it is a valid halachic opinion. If it is a tos, then we get into what's what tos is. The pashtus of a Gemara is. Now here it depends what sort of a tos it is. Is it a tos that's not a valid opinion? Possibly. Or it was a Torus what Rav and Shmuel said. Rav Zevi was not going to have a Safek if there is a Machlokas. No, there's a clear Machlokas about that. What was Rav Zevi's, what did he think was the mistake? That this under they follow the Pesachim of Rav and Shmuel. So then, did Rav and Shmuel actually say that? But it was a valid opinion, because it's a machlokas in the Gemara. Then you get into a question, what happens if it's not a valid opinion? It's just some mistake people have. That's something else. That is a different kind of tos. So where do we find... So the Gemara is talking about tolls, then now we get in Psachim to a different type of tolls. I'll give you an example. In Shechit there's something called Tartel Reyesa. Tartel Reyesa is one of the biggest causes of treifus on a day in day out basis in Shech Kaos. There's no marker in Gemara for this. No more than Rishonim for this. It became a minig among Shochtim. And then subsequent time, Talmidei Chachamim were trying to find an explanation and justification for it. Reb Chaim thought that the whole thing was a mistake. There is no such opinion. There is no such law. When he took over as Rav and Brisk, he was making on Tartel Reyes. So, now people said, but it's a minig. Now, minig applies, very carefully, to chumras that people have that are led by a Talmid Chacham based on some sort of, it's a machlokas in psak. It is a chumra of a sfyog. It's a chumra, things like that. For instance, Reb Chaim was of the opinion that there's nothing wrong with machine matzah, that you have to have hand matzah. Someone asked my grandfather, but the minig always was, before there were machines, were always making hand matzahs. My grandfather said, that's a minig based on a certain metzias. It's not based on on anything other than that. Minhag doesn't apply to that. Minhag doesn't apply to that. If you say it's a chumrah because of this problem, chumrah, so then you can have it. But if just because of mitzvahs, there were no machines, they invented machines to make matzahs, so we say minhag. The minhag was not to have electricity because there was no electricity. Nowadays, we have electricity. There's no such thing as a minhag not to have electricity, because that's the minhag. No such thing. As a mitzvah, has nothing to do with anything. We have the what, where we apply minhag, and what a tallis is. And what a tallis is. A total toss. Now, what is the marker for this whole idea of tallis? Which is a very simple question. Now, we had taking challah off of rice. So the Gemara begins. One could have said, and here we're going to get into the Balmor and Ramban and Psachim, that they made a mistake. They thought rice was one of the chameshes minei dogon. And if rice is one of the chameshes minei dogon, is one of the minei dogon. So then you have to take challah off. And it was a mistake. That is how one group of Rishonim understand the sugya. Then the question is there a din minig? If there is no din minig, what do you do with people? Now, here, then the Gemara begins. Dvar ha-mutarim, acherim lo'am gubo isu, also ha-te b'fneihem. So here the Rif quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this. So this is, let's just keep in mind. But minhag applies in a variety of situations. And there's a third thing that may be totally a minhag. This, I'm not going to spend another week and a half on it. But that is Yontif Sheni Shugolius. How this gets into the whole thing is a whole other issue. Because the Chora has nothing to do with anything. Here, just to give you some background, the Rambam doesn't quote any relevance of Yontif Sheni Shugolius to many. The only time he talked, what he's to talk about, doing melacha erev Pesach before Chatzos. Okay, what is doing melacha erev Pesach before Chatzos? It's a siyag to make sure that there's so many preparations you have to do for Pesach that you are also in hachonas for Pesach. Okay, that's the only. Ram doesn't know the whole thing exists. Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Melunel, or Chas Chaim, quotes that it depends on meaning of Akum Shisham, meaning of Kabbalah Shem. The only Rishon who says so. The question is how to do with the Gemara. Gemara might imply. Rabbi Nachananel in the Gemara says it only applies to Ben Chutzlots coming to Eretz Yisrael. It does not apply to Ben Eretz Yisrael coming to Chutzlots. It's a one direction. It's a one direction only. Just understand, it is not such a simple thing. The pashtus of almost all Rishonim is it has nothing to do. If you take a look in Tshuvas Avkas Rochel is the safest Tshuvas of the Beis Yosef, the Machaber. He says, and he goes with the psak of the Orchos Chaim, that's the only thing he quotes in Beis Yosef, because that was the minhag. People came, he was in Eretz Yisrael. People came from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael and they kept 2 days. Yeah. That's why he passed in that way. Even though, if you take a look in Rishonim, so people think it's such a simple thing. One day, 2 days, this is how you do. Rabbi Vajra says this, this one says this, one says this. No, it's not. It's far from simple. Far from simple, but it's quite a complex issue. So, but we'll skip that part a minute, because there you're going into a whole, into something that l'chora has nothing to do with minute. It has to do with halacha. It's not a question of psak. Okay. Now, here we have, okay, now, that we're getting, let's get back to, these are the three areas of minig that we have. A, it has to. It's either a question of psak. Two, it's not a question of psak, it's a siog, like b'nei b'ayshan, like doing melacha, Erev Pesach in the morning, and the like. Certain minhagim, that's how about minhagim tznius. Certain minhagim, any gedder that we'll see how Shulchan Aruch calls it. For instance, there was a shaila. We'll see when we get to Shulchan Aruch on Sunday. That what happens? There's a kabbal the tzibur that they have to give meiser of their money, and 50% of the meiser goes to aniyim, and 50% goes to most of the Torah. And the tzibur is mekabel that. So then, if you'll see in Shulchan Aruch, everyone is chayav on that. What happens if you leave town, go to a different place? You were there, you're mekabel, you as part of the tzibur, 50, you have to give meiser on your money. 50% goes to Ani and 50% goes most of the stuff. Okay. A tzibur can do that. And then someone in the tzibur is bound by that. He said, I don't agree with this whole thing. No. The tzibur can be machayah people. Okay. Now, we saw yesterday something else called the... Now, here, what is different, the Ran says, and that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch, difference between that and the chayrim. Chayrim means when the tzibur, at times when there was, each tzibur was a well-defined tzibur, would decide they want to enforce something, they would say, we accept it, and anyone who violates is b'chayrim. Okay. What does chayrim mean? It applies, okay. Here the Ran says that's different. Something can be chal on a tzibur, something can be chal on a yochid. Even if you say, like those Rishonim, that when you leave a place you don't have the minhagim because the Kabbalah is chal only on a tzibur, but a chayrim is considered as if it were shua d'raisa chal on the yochid. That's why the Ran says as follows, that this man who got married in France with his Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershon, and he moved to Spain, settling in Spain, Castile. He's not going back to France. He wants to take a second wife. Wait a second. It wasn't just the minig in Ashkenaz of Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershon. It was a Chayrim. Since it is a chayrim, that is chal on a yochid. It's as if it has the din of a shur doraisa, even if the person never said it. That's what the Ran says, and that's halachah shalach. That's why chayrim v'ner gershin is such a serious thing, because sometimes people are mezalzel very much in chayrim v'ner gershin. I know. For instance, I had the following shaila once. I had one of my talmidim. Quite a wealthy young man. So, and he was marrying a girl from a certain community. And the Rav of that community wanted them to sign certain prenuptial agreements. And they asked me about it. I said, listen, that prenuptial agreement, which is common in certain circles.
What's a prenuptial agreement?
What?
What is a prenuptial agreement?
Prenuptial agreement goes like this. That in order to prevent people from abusing gittin, so you sign an agreement that in case the couple goes to a divorce and the husband refuses to give a get, he's taking upon himself a certain tremendous financial liability, which will then force him to give a get. Okay. That specific prenuptial agreement that certain rabbonim in America use is kemat al poskim here in Eretz Yisrael view that if a person would give a get on the sort of circumstance, the get would be invalid. We get mu'usa. Most, I would say, 50 to 75% of what they did in America also view that any get given resulting that pressure is is a get Moses potter. So now happens to be that the Kala Hamulawa came from a community where the Rav was very big into this prenuptial agreement. They want to know my opinion. I said, listen, let's say Chas v'Sholem there'd be a divorce and he would give a get. She would not be able to remarry with such a get here in any Beth in Eretz Yisrael, or most Rabbonim in America and most communities in America would not accept such a get. I mean, it's a very bad, forget getting involved in my halachic opinion, I said, just on practical basis, would be very unwise. So the father of the chosin says, but that doesn't apply to him. It's only cherem of enegeshen. I said, wait a second. There's no such thing as only cherem of enegeshen. It is cherem of enegeshen. And the Ramot Baskins, cherem of enegeshen, has the din of Eshua Deraisa. You're not saying only cherem of enegeshen. No. It's not only cherem of enegeshen. Now here, these things are not, these are very practical things. That's why I tell everyone who gets married never to sign such a thing. Not only to protect the Kala, because she never knows from what community she may want to get remarried, in case there's a get, but also to protect the chosin. Because if the get would be invalid, his getting remarried would be a violation of cherem ben gersh. Now the question then comes as follows. Just outlining where our sugyas could take us. And I said, these are not slightly theoretical sugyas. You know, I bumped into this continually. Cherem ben gersh was for 1,000 years. So after 1,000 years, there was a consensus that it continues. Some people say it continues b'toras minig, and some people say it continues b'toras cherem, with a major nafkamina. Continues b'toras cherem, so then has the chumrah of a shvur d'oraisa. I know my Rebbe Zichrono Livracha always treated it with an up, and he said, my grandfather, Reb Chaim, treated it with the utmost gravity. They took for granted it had the din of a cherem, with all the chumras of a cherem. That means a shvur d'oraisa. We don't use cheram today. For instance, there was Rabbeinu Tam has a cherem, motzi laza lagitin. Let's say certain accepted way of pasking and getting. A Rav's Masada get with a certain number. And another of the sides, he has his own sheet to the gets no good. Rabbeinu Tam declared a cherem that was accepted in all of Ashkenaz, that he has to keep quiet and be motzi, he can't be motzi lazgit. There's a famous case of the Cleaver Get. Cleaver Get was, there was a man who got married. The kala was from Frankfurt. The agreement was, the chuppah was at the place where the chosan lived, and then afterwards they're going to go back to live in Frankfurt. The family of the kala came to where place X, wherever that place X was, and got married. After Sheva Brachas, during Sheva Brachas, all of a sudden the chosan disappears. They look all over the city. They find he's living in a barn somewhere in some goyish farm. Comes back. Okay, he says, okay. On the way back from wherever it was to Frankfurt, all of a sudden he disappears. Again, they find him living somewhere in a barn somewhere. Happened 2-3 times along the road. The family, the kala, says, we got to get rid of this guy. And they were passing through the city of Cleve, which is in France. And the rav of the city of Cleve asked this gentleman, well, what's the problem? He says, you know, Napoleon is chasing all over Europe. He has one goal. All of the Napoleonic wars are to find me, and I'm running away from Napoleon. And began going into his whole fantasy. He said, now, except for the fact he's running away from Napoleon, he seemed to be a very lucid, balanced individual, except he had this thing about Napoleon chasing him, and he's trying to run away from Napoleon. Okay. The Rav decided he did not have the din of a show, take him aside or get him. Inside of it, guess. The Kala, they come back to Frankfurt. The Rav of Frankfurt was Rav Avram Abish, one of the Gdolei Ador then. Frank was a major Kehila. And he said, it gets no good. The Rav has a shita. You have a sane person who's Meshugal Dover Echod. He has a din of a Legabi. Hiram says in Hilchos Eidos that he's posliatus. Does this apply to everything, to mitzvahs, to gittin, to kedushin? The Rav of Rama Abish said yes. And a whole thing erupted in Europe. All, without exception, every major Rav in Europe wrote a tshuva on the fact that there's only Legabi Eidos, does not apply to anything, the get's a good get. And Rav Avram Abish held his own. Gets no good. She's an aguna. She can't get remarried. Okay. No, to be Huda at the time wrote him a letter. There's a cherem of being motzi lazar l'gittin. If all rabbonim say one way, you may have your opinion, but that is the cherem of Rabbeinu Tam. But the cherem Benatam is that all the rabbanim can then put him into cherem based on this. It's not an automatic cherem. It's a cherem. I don't know the details of the cherem Rabbeinu Tam. That's how people, that's Rabbeinu Tam had his charamim. Rabbeinu Gershon had his charamim. That was the way they enforced a certain seder in the community. Okay, but that is a din of a shvua on a yochid. Okay, now we get into Tolis now. Tolis is a very, very now. If you take a look in the Brif has Yerushalmi, the Elazar Rabun Omer called over Sheni Yodeya Bo Shehu Mutar VeToa Bo BeIsur. I don't know whether it's Mutar or Sin, and I make a Tolis when Nishal, and he asks the Shaila Matirim Lo. You tell him it's mutter. There's no such thing as minig. But anything that I know was muter and I was makabel in eser, ain't matir in law. Kol dvarim tolu olsam b'minik. Okay. Nash, women, the nehigin de lolam evit, uvda b'reshacha, minik. Women who have a minik not to do melocha on Rosh Chodesh, it is a valid minik. Noshim, okay. Minik, people do not do melocha Motzei Shabbos, Tispana Sidra. How do the various people say Tispana Sidra? Ain't no minik. It's not a minik. So not every minik is a minik. It has to reflect something. Ubesheni uchamish atispana tanisa minik. You don't, people who fasted Monday and Thursday, and they didn't do melocha until the fast was finished, it is a minik. Okay. Comes the Balamar. Based on this, the Balamar says like this. But the instructions just understand what the Gedorim of Minig are. Not every Minig is a Minig. There's some in Hagim are Tolls, some in Hagim may be Shtus. And, okay. Says the Balamar like this. Yeah. Yesh al kol odom lasus chun ve mokum shigotze mishom. And hefrish bedovas dem et kol mokum b'chom yishe daito lasum ha mokum. Okay, this we saw. Hizek habolos ovos. Yesh bo mishum shma benimus rabich. According to the Balamor, the source of all meaning is shma benimus rabich of al titosh torah simech. A Kabbalah doesn't only mean ovos, it means klal yisra. Kamaisis b'nei baish. And there is no room for a subsequent heter b'chol. He doesn't invoke weather like the Rosh does. There is no mokum b'chol for any heter. V'zehu hatzuch tana demasin l'fi perush shel abai lo say stam l'dvarav l'chumrei mokum shel holoch l'shom v'nei machlokas lo hutzuch lo say tam l'chumrei mokum shel yotzim shom. Okay, v'shetam l'chumrei mokum shel yotzim shom is shema benim b'sur avich shenema hu chomer gadol shu noheg b'chol mokum v'en l'harfish bo v'shedayt. If died to Lachso, a main died to Lachso, the Achda Kaimel Karavashi, the Paskin like Ravashi, that depends died to Lachso, no. Ben Lukula, Ben Lukuma, Harnachsha Bachal, Anshim Bokum Shaholach Hashem, Kirab Zayre. And therefore, he now is bound by the Menhagim of the new Mokum he's at. Shaholachum Ogrum to the Rav Shmuel, Kadis of Perika Kol Shochtan, Hotsam Nami, Komaf of Ravashi, Ben Tatla. Chumim Mokum Shaholach Hashem, Bze Yesh Drochem Harbe, Shem Heim Kusoi, O Bnei Medina, Ein Lahatirim Bifneim Bnei Hamachlokas. Noeg Heter La'atzma B'yichad. If I am Daito Lachsa, that means I have come from a place that it's Muta, a place that it's Osa, and I'm Daito Lachsa. So I have to keep it b'yichidus from Nei Machlokas, like we saw in the Rosh. Ain't died to Lachs and Noah Kamos, but if no, I have to keep those chumras. Imhein tamer chom amokum shemutzim tamer chom b'neim, and hetel atzma afilu b'fneim. But that I said But I, let's say I come from a place with Dai Tolach, so, and it's in front of Tamir Chacham, I can do where I come from. That if I can, if there is a minig betos, and I come to a place that it's that the machmer, I don't have to pay attention, even in front of amaratz. That's the whole, okay. Chalta me'arusa. Okay. Chalta from Oros. He says, okay. We go like Ravash. The Ramban doesn't like this. The Ramban says, no. Ain't not here with Nea. Nea machlokas. Why the stories of the sons of Rabban Gamliel was a minig betos? They thought it was also min adin, and there's no such halacha. And we see that when they realize the people, when they realize, he says, shel mole kiblu aleihem avos ladas. They didn't want to tell them it's mutar. It wasn't mutar, it was awesome. But for them it was mutar. So here you have, if I come to a place and I think it's a toos, or wherever I think it's a toos, Ramban says I have to be no, I have to be no heg iser, b'fnei amaratzim and not b'fnei tamidei chachamim. What the Baal Hamor says in a toos. Okay, Baal Hamor is like Tosfos, the Ramban is against Tosfos. Okay, number one. V'nei chuzoi, the mefreshi chalam ayobis, minag batos hoya. He says, shetobid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, shim kabola, shim kiblu lahachma, if they had taken it as a chumrah, like the Gemara says, because there was a chshasha, no. What is the klala minhagas? The mokum shenoga b'toras minig v'yodim hoyu rishonim she'ein bo iser. El latsu syog l'mitzu. Hu shech mir latsman ke'ein mishna senu. B'zeh ein matir lehem avpi she'ein boim lachsu b'hem. K'nei b'nei b'ashen. Wherever you have a minig of a syog, that's it. There is no heter. And Omer will be Yerushalmi. The initial ain't my tear in law. She can't have Nishbala Kayav as a mitzvah. Initial ain't my tear in law. It's a nether, and simply a nether. Don't say because of nether. A nether to Makayim a mitzvah. There is no heter for. He is to be getting over the choros. Okay? Rara Ramome. If he died, Shabomi Mokom Achelosham. Al Yishan Mnei Machlokot Afil Kulam Chachom Kulam Yonah Besatora. Here that you have the machlokes between, I mentioned, between the Ramban and the Rosh. I come to a place, Mimnea machlokes. What is it? I'm acting different, people are going to sit and scream and yell at me. So I can do a bit sinner. Ramban says no. Mimnea machlokes means I come to a place, I have to accept them in Ogham, and I'm chai b'toras minig. I accept it temporarily while I am there. That's what machlokas means. Now, that means the Rosh is very different. The Rosh says, that's not what I'm talking about. The Rosh says, in my private room I can do what I want. No machlokas. In public I can't do it. That's why you have the following situation. Let's say you believe that the Psak of the Shofar, the Shittas that have been Eretz Yisrael, everything has Minig Mokom Shiyot Sashar. Ben Eretz Yisrael, who comes to Chutzah, it's on Yontif. And Yontif Sheni. And he keeps one day. He davens Israeli, he puts on tefillin, etc. Meloch v'fahesh is also. According to the Ramban, even meloch v'tzina. Chomets v'fahesh, you go there, you go for the last days of Pesach, a one-day person comes to Chutz Laaretz. What about chomets on v'fahesh? Certainly also. According to Ramban, even b'tzina. Opposite what I mentioned. Here, the unanimous minig is not to lie under Moshe's head to look at the whole of Yisrael. In America, some yes, some no, whatever. Someone from the United States, according to the Ramban, even Bitsina cannot have what they call Cholov Stam. Although Ramosha's had to, Donald Trump messed it up a little bit. Like a lot of things. But, according to the Rosh, in private, you don't have to. Now, we have to see. Me'at Hashem on Sunday, I want to give the total resume of everything and see how Shulchan Aruch passes on all of this. On Monday, we begin Shechita again.